Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Tonight's another night that our God is still available for all of us. Despite all the heartaches and ignorance that we have in this world, God is still available. I want to say to somebody tonight that's listening, get your heart right. Ask God to be, he said he's going to be. And I know this much. There is a need for the Holy Spirit in our lives this day. I know we live in a treacherous time where there's hardship. We just take a notice in the last week. Look at the news that's happening and versus the Bible news. There is a continuous of the attacks of darkness, but darkness cannot outshine the light. For the light of God is even greater. And I say to those of you who are listening tonight, I want to teach a lesson that about the five signs that believers need to have, that they should have. See, because before we say it, we want to just go to the Father and thank him for everything he's done for us today. How he's watched over us and he's did for us. And he says from the rising of the sun to the setting of it, we are to praise him. We praise his name. We submit to him according to Psalm 134. As we lift our hands in the holy places, we lift our hands and say, yada, yada, yada. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. And this is the night, Father, tonight that we call on the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Because it's your word that we live. It's your word we believe. We want to thank you for everything that you have done. How that you have kept us. You've shown us the way. For you say that it's you who given us. It is you who given us the right to get wealth. That we might take the wealth and make it to bring your covenant in the earth realm. We thank you. You said we'd be the head and not the tail. You said you put us beloved and below. You said you would remove all the curses from us. And you said that we would do your will. You said we take your book and we'll eat your book and meditate and take it and do what it's supposed to say. That's good success. And you said in your word that if we be willing and eat the good of the land. You said in your word that if we just continue to believe your word says, you will enlarge our feet. I want to thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us thus far. From the rising of the sun to the setting of it. As we come on this radio station, let it be you, Father. You and you alone and not me. I thank you, for you said, blessed is the one who walks in the counsel of the ungodly, not sitting in the seat of the scornful. Thank you, Father, for you said in your word, you said you have set your son on a holy mountain, and this day you have begotten him as your only begotten son. I thank you for your word. I thank you for some. I thank you for it, Father, for he that abide under the wing of the Almighty shall not. And I thank you for letting us abide under the wing. I thank you that you've given your angels charge to watch over us. And I know, Father, as we call upon you this hour, you said you led captivity captive, and you made an upward show and gave gift unto me. I want to thank you for it, Father. I want to thank you for tonight. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen, and praise God. Well, praise God. One of the things that I consider that is, the devil has been busier, but the Holy Spirit has gotten quiet, because here we are once again. One thing that I will say tonight, there are five signs that the believers need to possess. And you can ask these questions of yourself and others if they have the Holy Spirit inside of them. Mark 16, the 16th chapter, verse 4. I'm speaking to you from the King James Version. After he appeared unto 11, as he said in me, and unbraved them with the unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he had risen. Verse 15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. _ He that believeth not shall be damned. And these, here we go, the five signs And these signs shall follow them that believe. In the name, he says, Jesus said, in my name, they, meaning more than one. Number one, they shall cast out devils. Number two, they shall speak with new tongues. Number three, they shall take up the serpent. Number four, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands, number five, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So, in verse 19, hear the words that is being spoken. Hallelujah. So, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he had received up into the heaven, and sat on the right hand of God, as he went forth and preached, as they went forth and preached, as they went forth, as they, take notice, as they went forth and preached, everywhere the Lord working with them, confirming the word of signs following. Amen. Now in Mark 16 and 17, when we find these words, that we find Mark 16, 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. He says, in my name, in the name of Yeshua, they shall cast out devils with new tongues. And 70, some people have tried to get around these verses by saying, now take notice now, that they were not found in the same context. See, but we live in a time where people say, we got more as the old folks say, they got more edification than they got understanding. See, but in some of the oldest manuscripts, the only reason that people desire to explain these scriptures away is because, now here's what I say, because their lives don't match up with them. Instead of changing themselves, they would rather change the scriptures. Wow, isn't that something to think about? Praise the Lord. We still have the same authority today that Jesus gave to his disciples to cast out devils, speak a new tongue, supernatural gift to every believer who will receive it. We are still supposed to walk in victory. And don't let nobody fool you that you can't. See, the devil got his crew out there saying you can't do it. Hallelujah. But I want to stay on God's side. See, and if a true believer lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, that's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and forever, Hebrews 13 and 8. When you take note of what God is doing, when you even say, Yeshua HaMashiach, I'm speaking in Hebrew, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that's the one. See, when Mark 16, 17 lets us know that when Jesus said he would do these signs, he said in his name, not the name of Dr. Willie Hunter, not the name of apostle, not the name of prophet, not the name of a pastor, not the name of bishop, it says in the name of Jesus Christ, he was referring to doing these signs through his power and ability. He gave us the as an attorney. He gave us the power of attorney. You know what? When someone, when you represent someone, they give you the right to sign their name, to go do this, go do that. That's what God has done. He's given us the power of attorney. We can do anything in his name. See, this world we live in, we find more people, and I say people, that need to come to the fountain of God and say, Father, I come to get a drink. I come to get a drink. Why do you want to get a drink? Because I want to know you better than what I know. And I want you to know these words. Look what it says. When Jesus said this, casting out devils, there is no special ministry for that. You ain't got no special ministry. I got the ministry of casting out demons. No, you have the fivefold ministry. For us only summoned by the Christ. It is the right of every believer. Not who one reads the Bible can deny. Praise God. That Jesus and the disciples cast out demons of people. Still some do not believe that because they have reverence of today. Are you listening to me? All they have to do is look around and see the Word of God. The depravity of our society. Look at the Middle East. Look at ISIS. Look over there in Russia. Look at the yesterday, a man on the plane. We don't know what happened. Look what's happening. Iran had a man escorted in there. See, we don't know what's getting ready to happen. And our president and the United Nations, they came together and they made a decision. And it's a threat right now. Russia feels threatened. And Russia don't mind. I have to tell it like it is. It's soon and very soon, like the song say, we're going to be with the king. There'll be no more crying. There'll be no more dying. There'll be no more lies. Because I want to get some of you out there listening to me to understand. When you have the Holy Spirit within you, you have the mark of 5 signs that Jesus gave you what you can do. Don't let nobody tell you. I don't care what denomination, what they say, because Jesus has given us the authority. He's given us the right to use his name. See, in Mark 16, we can still cast out demons. But in Mark 16:17, speak with new tongues. There's a gift of those. And we look in 1 Corinthians 14. It was one of the first miraculous manifestation that accomplished receivers in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, look at Acts 2:4, 10:14, 9:6. Scriptures, they back up each other. They back up each other. See, when I first received the Holy Spirit, I remember I only spoke in one word. I just said, when I was, they said, you need to let your tongue go. When I let my tongue go, I had to just release it. I remember just saying one word. But later on, if I got into prayer, my tongue just released, and the more I would say, somebody said, well, you got the Holy Ghost. Why sometimes you speak with a foul mouth? That's why we have to come before God all the time to forgive us. And let me tell you, the Apostle Paul said, every day I live, I have to bring this flesh under condemnation. Every day I live, this man, apostle, this pastor, this teacher, has to bring his flesh under condemnation. Well, the Bible says in the book of Romans, he says, therefore there is no condemnation to that who seek the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Well, sometimes we say the wrong word. We have to ask God to forgive us. Sometimes the flesh tries to come in and press its way in. We got circumstances. But I'm saying to the true believer, get your sword and keep it sharp. Get your shield, put it on. Get your helmet, put it on. Put on your helmet. Put on your lion's girdle and put on them shoes and get ready to do the fight, because God in these last days is calling us. And I will say this to us tonight, that listen, when we see the manifestation, have you ever had a bump on your face? Hello out there, are you listening? Have you had a bump and you can feel it, this, ooh, it's itching. But it started making a manifestation because it's going to show you what's happening in your body. The body is getting rid of something. And see, when the Holy Spirit comes in, there is a manifestation. There is a proven ground that Yeshua, HaMashiach, is making its way into your life. And let me tell you with somebody right now, you want to know what God can, will, and shall do for you? Surrender. Surrender. I'm upset with my wife. I'm upset with my husband. I'm upset. Surrender to Jesus Christ. Surrender. Give it to him and say, I can't work this out. But you know what? Jesus left it on scene. And I want to say this tonight as we talk about the Word of God. You see, there are two different types of tongues. When you go to 1 Corinthians 13:1, says, some people didn't know it. We can speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Oh, my Lord. A lady told me once ago, some years ago, she said, what are you talking about? I was praying in tongues. She said, honey, we ain't never heard that before. I said, what is it? She said, you're talking to angels. Well, that's a gift that God has given me. I thank God for it. Because when I get so deep into the Holy Spirit, I want God to use me in these last days. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The time we're living in, God is releasing. He's releasing all, not some, all. We're going to take the word of God and we're going to believe what God's word says. God's word says, he says, Jesus says, these signs shall follow them that believe. And Jesus said, you can ask anything in my name. What we're going to ask in the name? I'm not asking for a new car. I'm not asking for a new home. I'm asking for God more of the outpouring of the supernatural Holy Spirit. Because all those things will come later on. Right now, I got some people in my family that need to be delivered. I got some people in my family that need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I got some people that don't go to church like they're supposed to go. I got homes all broken up. I got husbands and wives that are green. I'm telling you right now, we're living in a desperate time. A desperate time. We got liars in the family. Liars at the top. Liars at the bottom. Hallelujah. Confess. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus is Lord of our lives. And we ask today, Father, keep us and show us. Let me share what the Bible continues to teach us. See, oh, hallelujah. See, the tongue of men is speaking of known language. The tongue of men is speaking of known languages. Like this, let me show you an example. Vasilos, Kinesis, Yakshama, three different languages, but speaking in language such as it took the day of Pentecost. In Acts 2, chapter 2, verses 4 and 6, here's what happened. Those men and women began to speak supernaturally of a known language that had never been taught. Ooh, let me go back again. Supernaturally, they spoke of a known language without having been taught it and came for the purpose witnesses the day of Pentecost. Pente, 40 plus 10, cost 50 years. But Jesus stayed on earth 40 years, 10 years. 40 years, he ascended back to heaven. 10 years, he sent, 10 days, he sent back the Holy Spirit. That's why he told the men, he said, go ye there and wait until you be endowed with power. Go there and wait. And when you wait on the Holy Ghost, he's going to always show up. And I can tell you this much, the more you see, we can't live in a world that we live in a world that's going to take those who don't mind standing. See, some people want to stand, my pastor. I'm not standing with my pastor. I'm standing with Yeshua HaMashiach. If my pastor's standing for Jesus, we stand together. But some pastors want you to stand because they say stand. That's not the way it's supposed to be done. Let me tell you what the Bible tells me. We're supposed to honor those pastors. I honor my pastor. I thank God for my pastor. But when it comes down to the bottom line, I worship Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that the Holy Father can be glory. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Do you love him? See, but as we speak in supernatural tongues, we speak unknown. See, and I say this, a lot of people say that they want the Holy Ghost. Well, do you know when you get the Holy Ghost, it's going to cost you something? It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you ability not to be understood. People not going to hear you. People don't want to hear you. They don't want to say what you got to say. They can always say, you think you better. No. See, when you get into the book of Corinthians and you begin to read and study the gifts, when you get in the book that Paul wrote to the Galatians, to the book of Ephesians, to the book of Colossians, when you get into the books and begin to read and see what Paul says, Paul said, I die daily that the Jesus may live in me more richly. And you know what I come to find out? In the book of Galatians, when Paul reads in chapter 1, he says of Jesus Christ that he came and gave his life for this unknown world that he might do the will of God, the will of God for us who were lost. He did it for us, his son, Yeshua. He did it for us. Not for us, the demon, that we might have the power. But Paul wrote these words. He says, in that later on verse, he says, the understanding I have has not been given to me of man, by man, nor through man, but it's by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So see, the devil has an argument with all the children of God. But Paul said, the knowledge that I got, when he wrote those letters, it was the New Testament written by the Apostle Paul and John the Baptist. It was a correction. John, the brother of Jesus Christ. And if you go and do a quick study while we're talking about the supernatural, those disciples that walked with Jesus, all of them lost their lives except one, John. Some were sawed in half, some were whipped, some were gutted, some were buried upside down, some was boiling oil, some hung upside down, some were stoned, but this one man, because God had a special anointing from the go. It was called the Island of Patmos. Supernatural power. But see, when we take the fivefold ministry and take notice of supernatural, that engulfs a lot of things because our God. God says, I am God, and beside me there is no other God. So why do you want to see all the smartest men in the world going to die one day? This man going to die one day, but he's getting ready to live. Oh, well, wait a minute. You're getting off the track. No, I'm not. I'm following the Holy Ghost. See, but I want you to know, when we have these tongues, the heavenly tongues, see, call the tongues of anger. This is a language that is not known to the speaker. Sometimes when you see somebody and that's going to get filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't know where you are, but I believe it. See, what I understand is, when you're called and ask God to give you the Holy Spirit, you have to ask Yeshua's Son. Jesus said, I will baptize you, Shahayandahayi, with the Holy Spirit. Why? Can't the pastor, nor the deacon, nor the preacher, nobody of the fivefold can do that. All we can do is be a conduit. Let God use us. That way you can receive it, the laying on of hands. A true believer just receive it. But sometimes because of the ignorance that people have, like it was in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, and Paul asked them that question. He said, brothers, he said, have you believed since you heard? They said, well, what? I'm just chopping up and showing you what Paul said when he told them. Oh, no, brother, what you talking about? He said, have you heard about Jesus Christ? The Son of God, he came and gave his life for wretched men. He died. They hung him on the cross. They beat him. They buried him. He rose the third day. He's down right in the center of God. No, man. We heard that. Paul took the time to preach unto them the truth. The truth. The truth. They ain't heard them because they were John the Baptist's disciples. But when he had finished with them, the Bible says he laid hands on them, prayed for them, and they got filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit. Folks get upset with that because I don't want the Holy Ghost. I want all I can of the Holy Ghost. I want it on me going. I want it just rising me up because it's what I need and it's all I live in. A lot of things have come in my way that I didn't have a purpose of seeing them come. Some things I allowed. But the biggest thing that God hates, and I'm beginning, God say, God hate a liar. God hates it. Now, you check your scripture. See, that's some thing that God hates. A lying tongue, a liar, a thief, and a robber. God don't like them. That's why I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be a thief. I don't want to be a robber. I want to tell what God says. Let me show you something here right now. This is a language that cannot be known to speaker. See, but allows you, the believer, to communicate directly with the Lord through the Spirit. See, there's another kind of language that equates prophecy. It is interpreted 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5. Not every one believer will speak in known languages, as on the day of Pentecost, or prophesy in the summer through the method of tongues and interpretation. 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 30. But every believer who will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit can speak in the new tongue that are purpose for edification. The more you begin to pray in tongues, the more you begin to seek the fullness. Well, why do you want to tell us about the Holy Spirit? Why don't you tell us about something that's going to help us? I'm telling you right now. Because where you're going, you plan on going to heaven or going to hell? Now make your choice this night. Do you plan on going to heaven or going to hell? If you plan on going to heaven, stay with me. If you plan on going to heaven, I'm trying to help you out. But you know what? The vice president said we're going to follow you to the gates of hell. What are we going to do? I'm going to follow those who are lost to the gates of hell. Why? Because I want them to meet my Savior. My Savior, who gave his life for me, for you, for all who believe, who still, there are many people. Look over there, Ebola. Over 1,190 some people died because they don't have a string for it. But let me tell you something. See, the Bible tells you what up. God Shamesiko. God has given us authority. But you see, some people said, we're not going to let you get in there and go to laying hands on some people. I remember as a young man, praise God, young I be, young I am, young I see, and went to the hospital downtown. We went in there, about 10 of us, and prayed up, fasted up, prayed up. We began to pray for folks. We saw people getting healed, people getting up. And then what they did, they said, put us out of the hospital. Don't ever come in there again. Why? Because the devil domain don't want to see us in. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. You that are listening to me tonight on this radio station, if you never hear my voice again, remember these words. Jesus, Yeshua, Yeshua has said, behold, I come, and I come quickly. He says, and I will get the things that I need right now. I say to those who are listening to me that are calling upon the name of Yeshua, tonight's a good night. God has made it possible for all I can believe. And I want you to know these words. See, when I take notice of the word, see, here's what I know. See, every believer was speaking in their own language, as it was on their Pentecost. But you will speak with the tongues. I remember through the message in tongues and have an interpreter. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 30. Listen to me, beloved. But every believer who receives the baptism of the Holy Spirit can speak in tongues that are for the purpose of edifying the body, building the body up. What am I doing? Speaking spiritually, building your spirit, not physically, spiritually. See, we eat corn, lamb, supposedly, chicken. We have to have A, B, C, vitamin Z, all that for the edification, for the body to be so. But for the edification of the supernatural, that's why God is saying to us tonight, we can be known. Luke writes these here. Listen to this. He writes and says to these. There were seven that Jesus sent out. Now, let me show you something. Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Oh! The demons are subject to your name, to us in your name. See, he was giving them just a quiet authority while on earth, but he gave them full authority when they got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And one thing I will say tonight to those who listen, he also records in Acts 5 and 12, through the hands of the apostles, many signs were done among people. See, today, I want somebody who can fast with me, pray with me, believe with me, and can come on this radio and come, let's get busy. Many signs are done among the people. You ain't got to go to church. I go out there at the Walmart sometime and see people pray for them. Speak unto them a word of God. That's the marketplace where Jesus was. Why not us? You ain't got to go out there showing, getting to having attention all drawn to yourself. I've seen a many people out and prayed for, believed for, and watched God do some great things. Told a woman she was pregnant, as the Holy Spirit told me. The word of knowledge told her, so you pregnant with a boy. And she went back into her husband and said, how you know? We just left the doctor's office. But see, that's how God operates. God's induced, seduced us to be moved by the Spirit. It is quite possible that this section of Mark applies to the apostles and perhaps in further limits of their lifetime. Let me tell you, the first sentence, a slight problem with the conclusion of Mark 16, that these signs will follow those who believe. Apply to all believers, all Christians, regardless of where they live, when they live. Through his word, God has promised us his protection. If he see, we're not going to just sit and say, well, God say he's going to keep his eyes on me. God say, Psalm 91, he said, our angels shall be by you. No evil shall befall thee. See, you're going to see some fall by 10,000 at your right side, some at your left. But the more you trust in God and believe God, the more God will say to you, as the hurry comes to a close, see, I want you to understand. See, when we take notice of what it says, God has promised us his word, protection. He says he got 10,000 of angels. And I'm going to tell you something in conclusion. He does not guarantee to cover foolishness when he puts ourselves in potential dangerous situations. I said about being out there at Walmart, at H-E-B. Those people love to see you there because they're Jews. We are Jews. We want to see that business get better. Well, some people, hallelujah. See, you see, God don't want us being tempted, tested, as he needs to prove himself and his power to us. The more we take God and his word, and I told you about the five different ways. I see one on the line. I'm going to open up and see if they got something you want to say or not. Amen. Hello out there. You listen? You got a question, a statement, whatever it is? If not, I'll move on to the next program. Amen. See, one thing I've come to understand. I've come to understand what God can, will do. And God says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Do we have any believers in the society we live in today? Does anybody believe in? Is anybody believing? See, let me ask this question again. Since you believe, have you received? Oh, what? Have you received the Holy Ghost? The 19th chapter book of Acts. Since you believe, have you received? No, you haven't. Because you ain't taking your time to receive. You got a bunch of foolishness in your head. And that's what the devil wants you to be, right there. Am I fussing at you? I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you because I know what God can do. But God can't do nothing. If God don't want you to do something, let me tell you what I come to find out. What God wants to do for you, he's already done it. Wow. What? Yep, that's right. He's already done it. He ain't going to do it no more. It's going to be up to you deciding what you want to do. See, because when you made your decision, but see, there's going to be some time left. And that's why. So let me stop. Father, right now, while we're on this station, I pray tonight that somebody got benefited, somebody got help, somebody came to the point and said, yes, Lord. And Lord, tonight's the night that I thank you for someone listening. Because you are the one and true God that I can depend on. Somebody right now, I pray that somebody will receive the fullness. First of all, receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and that they will ask him to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. And I pray this night that they will, Father. that they will give their lives to him. And in giving their lives to him, they will see that there's none like Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach, I want to thank you for everything you have done this day, how you brought us to another place, a place called there. There you shown us. There you loved us. There you made us to thank you. And Father, for this I say thank you. Somebody today across the universe where we live right now, somebody needs to accept Jesus Christ, and we bind the devil and call him a liar openly, and we just believe for somebody right now that's sick and need a touch, and we believe you, Father. We say hallelujah to you because you are the one true God. And then, Father, I want to thank you this day that you watched over the president, you watched over the House of Representatives, watched over the Senate, watched over the governor, and you brought us all to one place. But, Father, I want to ask them to repent. Those who have not called on the name of Jesus Christ, may they repent and know that without him they can't get in. Father, we believe there's some on their way right now to the throne of grace. Some right now calling on the name. Right now. Some of them right now calling on the name of Yeshua. Some right now believing it right now. And I want to thank you, Father, for everything you have done. And I thank you. I praise you. I love you. I adore you. I just say, Lord, without you, just can't do it. Father, I know because when I rise up early in the morning, I just can't do it. But I know that you can help me to do it. In Jesus' name I pray. If anybody out there accepted it, I want you to know, I want to put on some more music. Watch God do what he say he's going to do. Praise his holy name. Amen, amen.
D63H03, Healing Scriptures.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5, 26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90, 10. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 10. Thou shalt not build and another in it. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he was among the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should quit, and commanded something should be given her. Then Mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. When they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then Mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed. And he spake plain, and he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it. And were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft-time it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, And he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke 6, chapter verses 6 through 10, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, save life or to destroy it? About upon them while he said unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse, And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17, And there was a woman who had the spirit of infirmity 8 years, was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, And immediately she was made straight, glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men are to work. In them therefore come and be healed on Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead it away to watering? And are not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, all these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever the first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind. And the disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 1st verse. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. John, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Acts, the 6th chapter, and 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man in which had kept his bed 8 years and was a palsy. And Peter said unto him, Amos, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, being therefore from his mother's womb, who never had walked, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, and he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things or beings in earth, and things or beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Then in John the 16th chapter, verse 23 and 24, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark the 16th chapter, the 15th through the 18th verses. And he said to them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice, in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask, in my name, that I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One, and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, now notice that, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people to preach through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. It came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they set them in the midst, they asked by power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they commanded them to go aside out of the council, conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Then Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mark chapter 11 verses 22-26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and then verses 19-21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8, 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both the will and to do his good pleasure. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of heart, and of love, and of a sound mind. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Romans 6:14. For sin, or Satan, shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. Then Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all who were sick. John chapter 1, verse 1, and then 14. In the beginning was the word was God, the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it accomplishes that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. On the margin reads, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be the feeding of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Thus, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession, or again the margin reads, the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath a recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, that the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Joel chapter 3, verse 10, let the weak say, I am strong. I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians chapter 3, also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he is sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall be plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of the ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season. Bless all the work of thine hand. I will lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee over and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, cursed shalt thou be in the field, cursed shall be thy back and thy store, cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursed, vexation, and rebuke, in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee into thy parish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the bots of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no night or no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. Thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore box that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out of the field, shall gather but little in, for the locusts shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor eat the grape, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed. Which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee at all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the siege, and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother, and towards the wife of his bosom, and towards the remnant of his children which he shall leave. So that he shall not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he had nothing left him in the siege, and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from one end of the earth even to the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee a trembling heart, and fading of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and thou shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were even. And at evening thou shalt say, Would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondsmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Then I want to read from Galatians chapter 3, in the first verse, reading the whole chapter. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. This I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after the faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, I want you to notice that according to these scriptures, and specifically Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring or permit to be brought upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law. There are a number of diseases that are listed here. But then he also adds every sickness. So therefore, you can say, my sickness, whatever it is, cancer, tuberculosis, anemic, mental distress, whatever your sickness is, according to Deuteronomy 28:61, my sickness is a curse of the law. Now notice Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now here's what I want you to confess. I want you to say it over and over and over again to yourself. Say it out loud if you're by yourself. Say it quietly to yourself if someone else is with you. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, now name your sickness, cancer, tuberculosis, kidney trouble, liver trouble, whatever it is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from sickness and specify your sickness. In other words, I'll give you an illustration. We'll just call it cancer. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, cancer, is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, he's redeemed me from the curse of sickness. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from cancer. All right, we'll just say your trouble is a stomach ulcer. All right, say this then. My sickness or ulcer, stomach ulcer, is a curse of the law, according to Deuteronomy 28:61. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from ulcers of the stomach. Now, say, for instance, your condition is a blood disease. You say, according to Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, my blood disease is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from blood disease. I just gave that to you as an illustration. Whatever your sickness is, call it a curse of the law. Confess it's a curse of the law. Then confess Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I am redeemed from sickness. And specify your sickness. Now, I want you to do that. I want you to listen to these two chapters, Galatians 3, Deuteronomy 28, over and over again. And then at every waking moment, all night long, all day long, continue to make the confession. Therefore, I am redeemed from, and specify your sickness.
For more information about Canopy Ministries, call 1-888-283-2484 or visit our website at www.rhema.org or write to Canopy Ministries, Post Office Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150-0126. And in Canada, write Canopy Ministries, Post Office Box 335, Station D, Etobicoke, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M9A4X3.